In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We are in Advent. We await the blessed coming and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will come at the end of time, who will come for a church that is filled with faith, working through love.
And he will come in glory. Oh, yes, and we need to be awake when he comes in glory. Oh, yes, as he came the first time, he will come again in glory. So I'm reading from Isaiah 63. And the Word of God says, "You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Why? Because they sinned and they did not repent. Return for the sake of your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the tribes of your heritage. Return. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds we could not hope for in the past, such as they had not heard of from of old, no ear has heard, no eye has ever seen any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him," the deeds especially going through the Red Sea and going into the Promised Land. "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags." Why? Because they are not living in faith. Because they turned away from God, their Father. Oh, yes, it's same like that in the Christian community. How many people who say that they are Catholic or Protestant have offered their lives to Jesus Christ as a living sacrifice of praise? How many people just remember just when they were saved and they have not done anything else since? They were all babies born and died. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you. For you have hidden your face from us, O Lord. Hide not your face from us. We need you, Lord. Hide not your face from us. We need you, Jesus, and have delivered us up to our guilt. O Lord, do not deliver us up to our guilt, but deliver us up to the cross where our guilt was expiated. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the clay, and you are the potter. What kind of clay are you in the potter's hands? Is it all about you now? Does it all happen to be you, narcissistic? What kind of clay do we have in the potter's hands? To have the clay that loves people, that believes God for everything? What kind of clay do we have in the potter's hands? We are all the work of your hands, yes, that's for sure. Now the gospel comes from Mark 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." That's the time when the Savior will come as judge of the living and the dead. "It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves a home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work to do, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming." You do not know when Jesus is coming. Watch, 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 whether in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch. Oh, yes. The scripture tells us to watch. Watch and not be drowsy, that the Son of God is coming. The prayer of Advent is Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Some people say Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, come, Lord Jesus, is the prayer of Advent. Come in glory. Come with the power of the Spirit. Come with your resurrected body. Come, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read the 13th chapter of St. Mark. And this beautiful chapter is a chapter that I was on the Mount of Olives, and I was with somebody, and I used this 13th chapter, and we read it because Jesus is on the Mount of Olives, looking in the holy city of Jerusalem. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to Jesus, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another stone. All will be thrown down." That happened in the year 70. Why? Because they did not realize the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us when this will be, and what will be the sign of all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they'll make a lot of money doing it. I thank God that not one cent that comes to in season and out of season goes in my pocket. And they will lead many astray." Oh yes, many astray. "When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place first, but the end is still to come." Wars and rumors of wars. What about North Korea and the United States? "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes," and we have seen so many earthquakes in various places. "There will be famines." We know there are many famines in Africa, even in the Holy Land. "This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The beginning, not the time for the delivering of the baby. "As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me as a testimony to them. And the good news of the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial," not if they bring you to trial, "and hand you over, do not worry beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, or it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child." Yes, that's happening with when we have Muslims that become Christians. The father will kill the son, and children will rise against their parents and put them to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. The one who endures to the end. We need to endure to the end. You know why? Because we will be saved. No matter what is our trial, we need to stay in the race with Jesus. We need to live by faith, working through love. I'm reading from Luke 22, and it's going to be what's going to precede John 13. "A dispute arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest." It's ridiculous. Jesus has been with them for 3 years, and they want to know who's the greatest. "But he said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader of the one who is at the table, for who is greater, the one who is at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at table? But I have come to you as the one who serves. Jesus has come as the servant, especially on the cross. Now we take the 13th chapter of John, talking about the servant of Jesus, the servant of God, Jesus Christ. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from the world and to go to the Father. He knew it. He knew it. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to go and betray him. And during the supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Who is the greatest? The one who serves. He's acting like a slave. Only the slave washed the feet of people. And he's going to be the slave on the cross. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter and said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, you do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Unless I wash you how? In my blood. Unless I wash you in my blood, you have no part in me. Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? Oh, it happened at baptism, but it happens at penance. But do you give your life to Jesus during this Advent? Are you awaiting the coming of the Savior that could come either at night or by day? And when it comes, people are going to be buying automobiles, people are going to be getting married, people are going to be at the market basket. Oh yes, it'll be life as usual when the Lord comes in glory. Simon Peter said to the Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, one who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but it is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. Who was it? Judas Iscariot. After he had washed their feet and put on his robe and returned to the table, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if your teacher and Lord has washed your feet, you must also wash one another's feet. Faith working through love, oh yes. Service, but not service apart from faith. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and rose from the dead. Faith working through love. Do you have faith that works through love? That's why we go on Saturday to feed the homeless. Faith working through love. That's why when people call me on the phone, I try to be patient and pray with them. I got a call yesterday from someone that I haven't heard from a long time, and he's in desperate shape. Father, touch this Michael. Touch this Michael and just touch him and heal him. He needs the healing touch of Jesus Christ. Touch Michael, I pray. Amen. For I have set you an example. Jesus sets us as an example to service, that you should also do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. In other words, you know what? What I have done to you, you must do for others. Serve them in faith. Faith working through love. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is to fulfill the scripture. The one who ate my bread has lifted up his heel against me. I tell you this now, before it occurs, so that when it occurs, you may believe that I am he, the Messiah, using the name of God, I am. I am he. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. You receive Jesus. If you receive Jesus, you receive the Father who sent him. Oh, yes. After this saying, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, truly, truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of the disciples, the one on whom Jesus loved, it was John, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter, therefore, motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking that would betray him. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, do quickly what you are going to do. Now no one at table knew why he said this to Judas. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, buy what we need for the festival, or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out. It was night. The old John's Gospel compares the darkness of the world to the light of Jesus Christ. It was night when Judas was going to betray him. When he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. You will look for me as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. That's the new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. Oh, if Christian people have done this, we would have converted the world in the number in the 500 years of Christ, the 500 A.D., but we have not loved one another as Jesus has loved us. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. How? If you have love for one another. See how these people love each other. I tell you, this is what Christianity is all about. Christians loving Christians, going out after the world, fishing for men and women and children to come into the kingdom. Simon Peter said to Jesus, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. You see, the disciples are just like us. We've got big mouths, and we have little action. All of us, starting with me. Oh, yes. We have big mouths, but little action. We are to live the faith of faith working through love, of caring for one another. When that young man, Michael, called me last night, I know he's a Christian, and he needed someone to listen to him and someone to pray for him. I only did what was my duty. It was nothing extra. It was nothing special. It was what God calls me to do to the people who call me on the phone. This is real. This is real. God the Father calls us to live the life of Christianity, to live that life fully and fully as we can. And that's the truth. I thank you for listening. We're on every day at this time, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. I need to tell you, friends, we are going off some stations because we're not receiving the money to pay our bills, and I will not go into debt. So please, please, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, Jesus has called us to love one another as He loves us. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, you go to PayPal. InSeason.net will bring you to PayPal and leave a donation. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. This next Sunday is the second Sunday in Advent. It is the Sunday that the church talks about John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord Jesus' ministry. We have the live nativity at Holy Rosary at between 3 and 4:30. That's the live nativity with animals, with Mary and Joseph and the baby, with the three kings, with the shepherds, with the angels. We have the live nativity. We ask you to come, because this is what Christmas is all about. It's not about giving gifts. It's about Jesus Christ, who came into our midst as a baby. And who can not love a baby? Well, that's another story. That's another story. Planned Parenthood does not love babies, that's for sure. Okay, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I hope you're coming to our live nativity on the 10th of December at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. We want you to be there as we sing the Christmas carols, as we await the coming of our Lord in glory and the coming of our Lord as a baby. Oh yes, it's all about Jesus. This season is about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about my preaching. It's about Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. And he sits at the right hand of the Father now, as judge of the living and the dead, and he will come in glory. Oh yes, and we need to be awake when he comes in glory. This will be the live nativity at Holy Rosary on the 10th of December between 3 and 4:30 in the afternoon. May Jesus Christ bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.